Good morning. Friendly reminder that learning in our shul this week, including our vod, is being sponsored in memory of Mrs. Rebbetzin Shandel Feuerstein, Alea Shalom, by the Feuerstein family, a woman of tremendous, tremendous strength, a builder not only of family but of community. Her memory will always be a blessing. And ironically, the Chovos HaLevavos today speaks to how a person goes ahead and deals with his or her activities to make sure that whatever we do properly. It's interesting, when we were young, perhaps on a number of occasions, we were told, hey, if you were in front of a mortal leader, a king, would you act in the same way? If you were standing in front of the President of the United States, would you dress in the same way? Well, the Chovos HaLevavos in today's section encourages us to think for ourselves, to make a calculation with ourselves, to ask ourselves, how would we do what we do differently if indeed we were in front of a certain leader, be it a king, a president, or just somebody we tremendously admire? The Chovos HaLevavos tells us how we would do it differently. First of all, we'd focus on the demands and tasks much, much better. Secondly, we'd prepare for those tasks better. Thirdly, we'd stay in it fully. It wouldn't be something we'd get up and walk away from to go outside and carry on side conversations until the activity was complete. We'd put ourselves into the activity fully. We'd fund it properly and make sure it was done right. We'd seek more ways to do even more. That's how we do things. When we want to stand and fulfill our responsibilities to the mortal leader. So if that's the case, how can we not plan on doing the same when we stand in front of the Almighty God? How do we not consider that as we get ready to go ahead and daven, or engage in a mitzvah, or engage in the opportunity to go perform a chesed? So the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, yes, before we perform a chesed, it's great. We can think about why we're doing what we're doing, why an act of loving kindness or even a pick-me-up phone call is important to do the will of God. But once we are involved in the activity, we have to focus not on all these lofty ideas, but rather to focus on the activity itself. Could you imagine what a shiva call would be like? If during the shiva call we turn to the person in need and say, yes, but I'm here because God wants me to be here. I'm here because I am desirous in my life to just be here for that purpose. Or if you went to visit somebody who was sick and they told the person, I'm really only here because God wants me to be here and I want to do the will of God. It would defeat the purpose of the activity. No, says the Chovos HaLevavos. Know where you are, yes. Be aware of what your responsibilities are, yes. But once you're in the activity, do the activity properly. If we mix the two pieces together, if we prepare for whom we are standing and what our message is on the one hand, and on the other side of it, prepare ourselves in our own minds when we're doing our activities to do them properly, we will achieve much more depth in those activities. And we will take, for example, tomorrow morning, the opportunity to examine the first of our activities, the activity called prayer or tefillah. We'll begin that conversation when we meet again tomorrow. Have a great day.